It's time for the Rock Report on 106.5 The Buzz.
Brought to you by Charter Communications, I'm Otto. Nickelback will release their 8th studio album entitled No Fixed Address on November the 4th. Along with a release date and title, the band put out a lyric video for the CD's first single entitled Edge of a Revolution, along with track listing and artwork for the album. You can find all that in the Rock Report blog. The band also mentioned that there are plans to hit the road in early 2015 for a lengthy world tour in support of the disc, but gave no specific details. Slayer's official Facebook page posted a new photo of guitarist Kerry King staring at a soundboard, which means, according to the band's management, Slayer is now working on a brand new studio album. The as-yet-untitled compilation tentatively set for an early 2015 release date. The posting is also captioned with the hashtag SlayerAlbum15. Aside from the photo, nothing further is known in terms of progress by the band. Kiss guitarist Ace Frehley's new solo album Space Invader debuted at number 9 on the Billboard Top 200 chart for this week in the U.S. The disc sold around 19,000 copies in the United States in its first week after arriving in stores August 19th. The album came in at number 16 in Canada. Meanwhile, the country compilation Nashville Outlaws, a tribute to Motley Crue, which consisted of country covers of Motley Crue songs, debuted at number 5 with 31,000 sold. Hip-hop star Wiz Khalifa came in at number 1 with his new Black Hollywood album, selling 90,000 copies. Kings of Leon were forced to cancel more shows because of broken ribs drummer Nathan Followill suffered following a bus accident earlier in the month. Followill broke his ribs when their tour bus had to make an emergency stop after a person jumped in front of the bus. The band initially canceled all of their shows through August 28th and have now canceled 2 more shows to give him more time to recover. They broke the news on Twitter, where Followill posted, quote, "I'm so bummed to have to cancel more shows, but need to be fully recovered before I get back. So sorry to the fans and thanks for understanding," unquote. The band is expected to play at the Made in America Festival in Philadelphia over this weekend. 6AM is streaming their cover version of the Cars song Drive, the track taken from 6AM's new Modern Vintage album. That'll be out October the 7th. The song is currently streaming in the Rock Report blog. Also in the Rock Report blog today would be the new song Push the Button, solo work from Evanescence singer Amy Lee. The track comes from her new album Aftermath, which was released this past Tuesday. And that is the Rock Report, brought to you by Charter Communications. For these stories and more, including audio, video, and links, go to the Rock Report blog, 106.5thebuzz.com.